98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
I have some news that's going to thrill you in particular, Rebecca Shackleton. One of your favourite artists of all time is coming to Dublin.
Oh, go on,
yeah, sorry,
Tom.
I need to issue an immediate clarification. He's coming to Kildare. Tom Jones is going to be playing live at Palmerstown House.
Unreal.
This August. I haven't been there, but it looks very fancy.
Yeah, it looks absolutely gorgeous. And love Tom Jones. What a voice. What charisma that man has when he takes to the stage.
Was he one of the first gigs you ever went to?
Yeah, he was. So, I think it was around, he must have just released Sex Bomb. Was that around 1998, 1999? Yeah. And my mum and all her friends got tickets to see Tom Jones. Yeah. And I don't know if one of the gals ended up dropping out or something, but there was a spare ticket going. And I went with a gaggle of 40-somethings or whatever age they were at the time. But the reason why I was so excited to go was because Samantha Mumba was opening for Tom Jones. Sorry. She just released Gotta Tell You.
Yeah.
And she was on the stage doing all the dance moves. And then Tom Jones came out and everyone was screaming when
what
the man came out.
What a double act.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I think it was in the RDS. So yeah, it was one of my ever concerts and one of my favourites.
Yeah, well, I don't think Samantha Mumba is on the lineup for this time, but Tom Jones is playing Palmerstown House on the 9th of August. Tickets are going on sale this Thursday. He's 85.
Wow.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant. And he's still doing The Voice, isn't he?
Is he still? Is The Voice still going? Wow. It's still going.
Strong, yeah. Okay, very exciting stuff for fans of Tom Jones. I might be making some plans for August. You might be seeing me in Kildare as well. Tom, if you need an opening act,
yeah,
myself and Brendan are free.
Well, you can. Yeah, we'll do a Samantha Mumba cover. Full circle moment.
A cover, yeah, lately, yeah. Maybe. Into yeah. Gotta Tell You, dance break. Very good. Now, I'm sorry to break the news, but I know spring has sprung and the clocks have gone forward and everything, but apparently it's going to get a bit colder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, according to some reports now, temperatures could drop over the next few days. I'm looking at my phone, though.
Yeah.
Still kind of saying like 14, highs of 13. I suppose it's the lows I should be looking
they
at, Brendan.
They can't really tell until a day or two before. And you know
this
what I
is
think?
It.
Maybe that's a good sign. Maybe that means that there's less cloud cover. Do you know what I mean?
This when is it. No but it might get a bit nippy over the next few days. So don't pack away your winter clothes just yet. Like I'm still
it's
wearing
very
the
in-betweeny. I don't know what to
say.
Wear.
Furry cardigan, wool cardigan.
Yeah. Yeah,
I still have that on the agenda.
You will leave the house every day at the moment with the wrong coat.
This is it, guys. So, just so you know, it might get colder, and Tom Jones, though, he'll be bringing the heat to Kildare in August.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little.
Good morning to Daniel in Old Bourne, who says, my little win is I've got a 2-day working week this week, only today and tomorrow in the office, then I'm off for 10 days.
Oh, go on.
Daniel, enjoy the break.
Yeah, enjoy that break. Lindsay's been on with a little win.
Good morning, 98 FM. My little win this morning was I didn't wake the kids up to go to the gym. So now I am on the way with a hot cup of tea and the kids are still sleeping. Well, obviously my husband at home. But yeah, so I will get that done now before work. Delighted.
Oh, Lindsay, good for you and enjoy that cuppa.
Lindsay, fair play to you. That's also a little win for your kids as well. I'm sure they're thrilled you didn't wake them.
Here's Eilish.
My little win is that I went to a gym class this morning.
Go on.
Sorry, everyone go to the gym.
Alice is in Green Hills.
My little win is that I'm going to an Easter camp today.
Oh, Easter camp.
Will you be making a bonnet, I wonder?
I saw, actually. Was I talking to you last week about the bonnets?
Yeah.
I was walking around town on Friday after work and I saw loads of kids with the Easter bonnets.
I remember my sister, my mom's friend made one for my sister when she was a kid and she won some competition in Newgrange years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was cute.
I never had one. I kind of have a bit of FOMO.
No. We'll
no.
have to throw one for you.
Hi, guys. I'm Kira and my little win is I'm on the way to the coom to see my 28-week-old baby.
Scan,
and we're so excited.
Kira, that is fabulous.
Congrats.
Here's Miriam.
Good morning. My little win today is that I woke up at 5. I walked my dogs with my partner and he went to work then. So I deep cleaned the fridge,
stop.
Microwave and the washing machine all before I have to go to work. So at least when I come home, I can relax. properly.
Miriam, what a productive
morning. Sorry, lads, everyone's doing way too much for this time of the morning. You realise the clocks went forward. You should all still be in bed.
Here's Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is, on Sunday night, I went sand bathing.
Oh.
And then on Wednesday, I'm going to be preparing for my moon bathing. Oh my God, all these self-care treats.
And good for you.
And fair play to you. I still can't hear you say moon bathing without seeing a bum.
And here's Steph.
Good morning, guys. My little win is that I finished work today. And then we're flying off to Lanzarote and Touristy for our first family of four holiday. The reason why I'm not giving you my little win tomorrow is because I'm hoping for a lion. Well, have a great day.
Oh, brilliant stuff,
I
guys.
I love the planning.
So many fabulous little wins this morning. Thank you all so much. Eilish, Kira, Lindsay, Alice, Miriam and Steph. We're sending you out some IMC cinema passes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Matty.
Three words.
Fab prizes.
And two presenters.
98 FM.
Welcome to Tuesday's edition of your favourite game on the radio. It is, of course, Matchy Matchy. Lots of fabulous slash random prizes for you to win, and all that's standing in your way is three words and us two. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan with more details.
If you're planning an Easter barbecue, ooh, we have your meat.
With this €100 Dublin Butchers voucher.
Or throw it all into this brand new air fryer.
Win a cordless streamer.
And book yourself in for a Matchy Matchy blow dry. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, unreal prizes, and you cannot beat a curly blow dry.
Mm, or a cordless streamer.
Good morning to Darren, who's at the RDS. Darren, how are you?
Not so bad, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Darren. What are you doing at the RDS?
Putting in railings and hand railings and push railings and everything.
Are you working at that massive new stadium, the stand?
Yeah, we are actually, yeah.
Fair play to you.
That's brilliant.
Thanks very much.
It's very big. I passed it the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, it's hard to miss now.
Yeah, it's huge.
Right. And Darren, how long are you working there for?
Until it's finished.
Fair. Oh, I love that. Until it's finished. This is it.
What's the end date, Darren? Is this going to be like the children's hospital?
Oh, no. It'd be a bit more coordinated than the children's hospital.
Good man, good to hear it.
Darren, do you have any Easter plans?
No, none yet.
None yet, lovely. Darren, have you ever played along with Matchy Matchy?
Just in the van on the way, that's it.
Oh, fair play to you. And how do you normally do when you listen along?
All right, but I have a man beside me that gets it most mornings.
Who's beside you?
I have Eddie here beside me,
Eddie.
So I have.
Good man,
oh,
Eddie.
Good morning, Eddie. Okay, so it's a team effort this morning. Will you be splitting the prizes if you win?
Oh, we'll split them all up, yeah.
Eddie's getting the curly blow dry,
Eddie,
yeah.
Eddie will get the... No, he's going to get the butcher's belt off.
Fair enough.
Okay. Darren and Eddie, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We go with Rebecca.
Rebecca, oh, nice one, off lads. To the thank soundproof you. Booth. Hoping there's little duckies in there for you today. Oh, yeah, lovely stuff. Right, Darren and Eddie. Yeah. Having a bit of trouble getting any words out of the envelope there. Okay, are we ready?
Ready to go, yeah.
Your first word is leg.
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 Legless.
Legless. Your second word is crisp.
Dry.
Say that again.
Dry.
Crisp, dry. And your third word is ham.
Ham. Ham leg. Oh, no. Ham shank.
Ham shank. Okay. You're saying legless, crisp dry, and ham shank.
Can I change crisp?
You can, yeah.
Potato.
Crisp. Tato. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay. Legless, crisp tato and ham shank. Are we locking them in?
Lock them in.
Okay, here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that trip this morning?
Could you believe it? There was an Easter bonnet in there.
Oh, lovely. Just whacking the microphone there. She's a professional, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, your first word to match with the lads this morning is leg.
Leg.
Hmm.
Oh. That is a hard one. I'm going to say leg warmer.
Your second word is crisp.
Crisp. Crisp. Packet.
And your third word is ham.
Ooh. Ham sandwich.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Darren and Eddie this morning? Guys, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't to be this morning.
At
all. I don't think it was going to happen. No.
No.
After leg, the lad said legless. They said crisp potato.
Yeah.
And they said ham shank. It wasn't going to be this morning, guys. It just wasn't going to happen. Darren and Eddie, you've been legends. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. And
thanks
for building the new stand in the RDS as well. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, lads. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
What's a ham shank?
Ham shank.
Do you eat a ham shank?
What's a shank of ham? Does anyone know?
Ham shank recipes.
Is it a leg?
Oh, gosh. It's a big ham.
Is it a big hunk of ham?
It's like a cartoon chunk ham.
A chunk of ham. A ham shank. There you go.
Have you ever had that?
I don't know. Potentially. Is it like the ham emoji? Is that what it looks
like?
Yeah,
it does look like a big old jambon, yeah.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Tuesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guest is one of the biggest names on the barbecue scene right now, an international barbecue judge, cookbook author, and the man behind a huge online following of over 1.7 million food lovers, Jim Moore. Welcome to 98FM. How are you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm good.
Jim, do you remember your very first barbecue?
I probably do. Way back whenever my parents built like a barbecue in the back garden out of a few bricks and a bit of a metal grill. And we had those sort of burnt sausages and burnt burgers. I think everybody's had that at some point in their life.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I mean, if it works, it works. Do you know that way? Jim, when did you get into cooking yourself?
Probably about 30 years ago. I started working in a American style restaurant, and that was my first sort of go into real sort of like what cooking could be like, and sort of taking all the information from all the chefs. I suppose my first inspiration to cooking was like way before that, you know, whenever I was a small toddler in my granny's kitchen, and she had cooked over an old wooden stove, and I was just mesmerized with all the pancakes and potato breads and soda bread and all that stuff she made every morning fresh.
Jim, your new book is called How to Barbecue Everything. Is it possible to barbecue everything, Jim?
Absolutely it is. And that's what I try to show within our social channels and obviously within the book, is that anything you can cook in the kitchen, you can cook outside. Mm. I suppose at its base, a barbecue is just a big charcoal oven. That's what it really is.
And for anyone listening now who feels a little bit intimidated by barbecue season because it's almost here, what's the biggest mistake that you think people make when they're getting started?
I think the big mistake is not having a plan and not controlling their heat zones. Mm. So the big thing is like set your barbecue up and get yourself ready for success. And that doesn't matter whether it's a gas barbecue or a charcoal barbecue. If you create zones, and I normally talk about having most of the time a 50-50 split, so half of the grill has charcoal or has gas burners going and the other half doesn't. And as long as you cook with the lid closed, then what you have is the equivalent of having a pan on the stove. And then when you move it to the indirect side, that's like putting your pan into the oven. So that will also help control your airflow and then help you with your flare-ups. You've somewhere safe to move the grill to. But it's basically, don't overcomplicate it. Don't overload the barbecue with too much fuel and just relax into it. And just sort of, it is just cooking over a different medium.
And it's not just a summertime thing for you, Jim. You barbecue all year round. What advice do you have for people? Because even when it is summertime in Ireland, it does tend to rain. What are your top tips in terms of barbecuing and the weather?
So the top tips would be going, get your barbecue ready. Have it up and at temperature and in the setup, the zones you need. If you don't have a covered area, area like I do outside in your garden, you know, do the prep in the kitchen and have everything ready to go as soon as you go out. So you're not running back and forward in the kitchen and sort of running sort of wet feet prints in throughout the house. Mm-hmm. Get out to the barbecue, get your food on, close the lid whenever you're you've got the food on there, and that will control your airflow. And then you can nip back into the house and stand and watch what's going on in the barbecue. Even though you can't see what's going on under the lid, you'll be able to tell what's happening by, you know, the colour of the smoke coming out, or just even on what you've done and how long you need to leave on one side before you move it across.
Great tips.
But it's definitely achievable, and it's something we see a lot more people are doing around Christmas time in particular, where they're cooking the turkey on the barbecue outside, and that frees up a bit of space for them in the oven in the house, so they're able to get all their Christmas cooked done in one go. So it is achievable, it's just a bit more hard work, I suppose, for us here in Ireland.
And Jim, what's your go-to dish if you're trying to impress people, but also one that's maybe relatively stress-free as well? Do you have a star dish that you love to make?
Yeah, I suppose that for me, there's a lovely lamb dish we have in the book, and you can put a nice marinade on the outside of it, and it's relatively stress-free because you can have it marinated up, you put it onto the barbecue, you can either put it on a rotisserie or you can put it on the top rack of the barbecue. And then underneath that, you can put in a cast iron pan with all your vegetables, so your potatoes, carrots, parsnips, whatever you want to have with it underneath that. And all the marinade and the fats from the lamb as it's cooking will drip down into the veggies, and then the veggies will coat themselves in that and cook all in one go. So it's relatively stress-free in that it cooks itself the entire time on the barbecue.
Nice.
You don't have to keep running back and forward to it. And whenever you lift it off, your entire meal is pretty much done for you there and then.
Fab. And Jim, if we're talking, you know, like a classic summer barbecue, kind of like sausages, burgers, a bit of a pick and mix, what are your go-to sides?
Mac and cheese is always up there, I think. I think everybody loves a good mac and cheese on the barbecue. Other sides then, I suppose, would be some of the, you have to go a little bit lighter at times too, and go with some of the salads. So we have a nice grilled salad in the book, and we also have a lovely sort of charred leek and romesco side dish on there as well. So
delicious.
Both there really well, and they're very easy to start on the barbecue. And I suppose within the book, a lot of the recipes, even the salads, all start off on the barbecue, whether that's charring off some of the cabbage or charring off some of the lettuce or some of the fruits and stuff that we're going to put within the salads. Everything's based in around the barbecue.
They sound delicious. Can we go back to the mac and cheese for a moment? How do you do that on a barbecue?
Basically, have your you can either have your pasta done in the house, pre-cooked in the house, or you can do it on the barbecue, just in a pot, the same way you would normally. Start off it direct and then move it across indirect. You know, make up your cheese sauce, roast off some of your vegetables. So a lot of times I'll put peppers into it. I love it quite sort of spicy sort of mac and cheese. So I'll have the blistered the peppers up there, take all the sort of blackening off the outside of them, chop them up, put that in through it, and then plenty of hot sauce. And I think plenty of hot sauce definitely helps with it as well. And maybe three
delicious.
Or four different types of cheese. It's always a very good one to actually do after Christmas because everybody has loads of cheese left over.
Cheese left over, yeah.
And I haven't found a cheese yet that doesn't work in it.
Well, Jim, we're off to test out all the different cheeses in your mac and cheese. How to Barbecue Everything by Jim Moore is out now. And Jim, if people want to follow you online, where can they find you?
Yeah, so my handle online is at Only Slaggin. So it finishes in the end. There's no G at the end of it. So it's at Only Slaggin. And I suppose everybody in Ireland knows what Only Slaggin is. So, <I don't know.
laughs> Brilliant stuff, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us on 98FM.
Cheers. Thanks very much, guys.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, the big news has finally been announced. Celine Dion's making her comeback.
Yes.
This
it's
is
what
so
we've
exciting.
All been waiting for.
Yes. So there were rumours yesterday that Celine was going to make the announcement for her residency in Paris. Yeah,
Paris.
There were loads of billboards that had appeared the week before with Celine Dion lyrics.
Yeah.
And yesterday on Celine's 58th birthday, she revealed the big news.
I'm so happy. I'm so ready to do this. I'm feeling good. I'm strong. I'm feeling excited. Obviously, of course, a little nervous. But most of all, I am grateful to all of you. I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, I loved her announcement video so much.
Yeah, it's so good. We were chatting, I think it was last week, and there were rumors. And we were like, you had said that she was going to do 2 days a week, you know, for however many weeks.
Yes.
And you were wondering, like, how she would split that, you know, what days of the week?
Yeah.
Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Oh, is it a Wednesday?
Yeah, it's a Wednesday and a Saturday. So she's got Thursday, Friday off, and then Monday, Tuesday off. So it's very, you know, split down the middle. Wednesday and Saturday. That's nice. The way she's splitting it. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah,
now?
Good for her. Yeah. So it's all starting in September. So Wednesdays and Saturdays for September and October.
I can't wait for her to go. Shall we go for it?
Yeah, every single time. Well, Brendan, shall we go for it?
Yeah, let's go. Let's
sign
try.
Up for that
I
free
tried.
Sale.
No.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.